The process of decision. Knowing that war is obsolete is one thing. Deciding to reject war forever as an option is quite another. People naturally want to know what a world beyond war would be like before they decide to move there in their thinking. But that is impossible. The decision to move must be made before movement can start. We cannot predict the future. Refusing to decide until all implications are known is, in reality, a decision against the move. When confronted by such a dilemma, there is a natural tendency to postpone making a decision, to drift. We avoid facing the issue squarely. We subconsciously hope that a great leader will solve the problem for us, or that by putting it out of our minds, it will magically disappear. We resist the reality of this unprecedented threat to our survival, and we do not take responsibility for the critical role we each must play. A clear-cut personal decision is needed to arrest this drift, to pierce through the gray fog of indecision into the light. Deciding to venture into the unknown, so critical to the change required in our thinking about war, is not alien to us as individuals or as members of society. We have all made decisions that have influenced the course of our lives without knowing the full implications, whether or not to pursue a college education, the choice of an occupation, moving to a new city, getting married or staying single, whether or not to have children. By their nature, all of these critical decisions are made without knowing the full implications. Indeed, we usually know very little. Decision means to cut, scission, away from D, to enter into the unknown by rejecting and forever closing the door to an existing option. Only when the pilgrims cut away from the option of remaining in the old world could they move to the new. Similarly, deciding to move beyond war consists of a yes and a no. No to war, and yes to building a world beyond war. A true decision must be total. Unless we totally reject war as an old, obsolete approach, we will not discover how to move beyond war. Once we realize that a world beyond war is necessary for our survival, we will find ways to bring it about. Imagine what this world would be like if our creativity and technological genius were dedicated to the betterment of life instead of to building weapons of war. We are only a decision and a lot of hard work away from that vision. Figure 3. Our old and new modes of thinking. Our old mode illustrates our drift as symbolized by a circle of gray. When we are in our gray state, our thinking is unclear. That is, we hate war, but find it necessary. We point to the 60 years since Hiroshima and Nagasaki and hope vainly that means they will never be repeated. A clear-cut decision is needed to arrest our drift. If we consider changing our old mode of thinking, represented by a gray circle, we must start by stripping it of its gray cloak. At that point, we have an empty circle that can be used to make an intelligent decision between life and death. In the new mode of thinking, war is seen as it is today, an extinction mechanism. War is rejected totally, absolutely, in all forms. Now, we can picture our thinking as a divided circle, divided into an upper hemisphere that is white, representing life and where we want to go, and a lower hemisphere that is black, representing death, where we have been. The upper hemisphere, the new mode of thinking that represents life and identification with the whole, accepts that war is obsolete, and our efforts should be used to build, to take responsibility, and to be inclusive. The lower hemisphere, the old mode of thinking that represents death and identification is limited, focuses on exclusivity, enemies, destruction, and the premise that war is acceptable. Read by Annetta Forer.